Previously, Beyond Gilead.
The Zoning Commission says we've got to have a major artery for traffic. This was our only choice.
I understand.
Are you with us then?
Reverend Brodsky, I hope you understand. Even though I agree with you, I have to push to see if there's any other alternative.
I had a rough night last night. Really, really rough.
I'm sorry.
The house?
I've been so afraid to lose it. But I no longer fear that.
You have nothing to fear, Grace. We are going to fight this one way or another. And we're going
to... John, I'm ready to give up my house.
Hey,
ouch!
Hey,
whoa. What happened? Whoa.
What happened to the lights?
We've lost power.
Dad, I know that this is supposed to be a welcome home party, but with all of our friends here, how about we turn this into a prayer time? Pray for Grace's house and pray for Gilead Lane.
Yeah.
It's a prayer party now. Yay!
God, please don't take away Grace's house. Don't take away our street. But like Mr. Morrison says, it's all up to you.
Amen.
Dad, look. A bulldozer.
Dad, we've got to do something.
You're right, son. Come on, we've got to pray.
We're waiting on you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's still dark.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
What do we do now?
Well, I'm going to go find some candles. And I think I know where some flashlights are.
Good.
Oh, honey, you want to help me?
Sure. It's cool walking through the house in the dark. Grace, is that okay?
I think it's great that you're having fun, Hope. Don't worry about offending me.
Thank you. Now, where are we going? The basement? In the dark? Oh, that'd be creepy cool.
No, I think we're heading for the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
John, do you think we should go out there?
I have no idea what to do, Ben. Well, we did pray for God to direct us and show us what to do, so until we know that, we wait on Him. His timing is perfect.
So, pin the tail on the donkey, anyone?
I'm in.
I think I might have an idea.
Haley?
Okay, I found a lot of candles, and I even found some of these lighter things, so I think we're okay. And, John, here's a flashlight and some fresh batteries. So, what now?
Well, Haley had an idea.
Oh?
Yeah. But I'm not sure you guys are gonna like it.
What was that? Did you see it?
Sparks everywhere.
What happened?
Harry was in the front.
I don't know what happened. I was driving along just fine, and suddenly the bucket went up on its own.
The bucket? Are you kidding me? On these streets? You probably took out an electric line.
I know, but it went by itself, boss. Really, it did. I tried to get it down,
Save it. Look, it's over there.
Yep, that's an electrical line, all right. Someone's gonna have to call the power company and get their men out here.
We can't go anywhere. Don't want to move any more equipment in this mess. We can't see anything. There might be another line down.
You're right. We've got to make the call. Oh, no. I left my phone in the rig.
It's okay. I've got mine. Where are we?
Gilead Lane. About halfway. Right where it turns to Dirt Road. By the big tree.
Yeah, this is Mel down on the Gilead Lane job. And, we've knocked down a power line. We're about halfway.
Someone's
going
to have to call the boss and let him know.
I know that. Don't you think I know that?
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks. Okay, they put in the call. A crew will be out here as soon as they can, but it might be a while.
Great.
Hey, isn't that the mayor's house back there?
Yes, it is.
Didn't Mincer tell us to stay away from them?
Yeah, he did. And now we've knocked out their power.
He's been causing lots of trouble.
Yeah, I know.
We shouldn't have come in the dark. This was stupid.
You know why we did. They wanted us to do it when no one else would see us coming.
It's not like they wouldn't hear us, though.
Listen, it wasn't my idea. I'm just following orders.
Well, what do you think your orders are now?
I have no idea.
You want a
What?
I don't know.
Just about Haley, do you understand what those men are here for?
Of course I do. I know it's crazy. I never said that it made sense, but...
I think Haley's right.
Mary?
Haley's right, John. That is what we should do.
You know, you've been aggravating them for weeks now, John.
I haven't intended to.
But you have. I mean, you've been a thorn in their side. It might not be safe now, in the dark under high stress.
I like it.
I don't. Dad's right. These guys aren't even from Coleraine. We don't know them. This is crazy.
Yeah, they could be bad men with really bad foundations.
Or they could be nice men who just want to do their jobs.
Well, you know, we prayed for direction. I think this is it.
Okay, so what do we need?
You know, Harry, that bucket is your responsibility. I don't believe for a minute that it went up by itself.
Or that you couldn't control it.
I'm telling you the truth.
Likely story. You know you're going to get canned when this is over. You will be drawing your last check.
Well, that's fine with me. Messing with blind people and the mayor and tearing down houses when people still live there? That's not what I signed up for.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
stop it, all of you. This is just a job and we're going
to... Say, boss, there's a lot of cars over there at the mayor's house.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Hey, Bruce, there's people coming out and it looks like a lot of them.
Oh, no.
I think this is the best place. Do you think we should go to the store?
I can run and get whatever you need.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
Dad, they don't look real happy.
I know, son. Just keep doing what we're doing here. Right? Focus on our task and not them. Does your mother need you to carry anything?
Yeah, I'll go check.
Hey, Ben, you really think we ought to be worried?
I don't know. I mean, but Luke's right. I mean, we don't know any of these people. I mean, they could be really upset right now, and approaching them might not be a good mix.
You know, I don't care how unhappy they might be. I'm not very happy they're trying to tear down my friends' houses.
I know, son.
We all know. None of us is very happy with this situation.
Are you sure this is the right thing to do?
Yes, Luke. I believe it is.
Okay, then. I'll go help out, I guess.
Oh, can you help out now?
Oh, yeah. Here, Mike. You're gonna carry this thing by yourself?
Oh, Mom said to put it right over here.
What do we do, boss? Should we call the cops?
Why? He's the mayor. You can't call the cops on the mayor.
He's right. What do we do now? Call Mincer?
I think we're gonna have to call Mincer anyway.
Hey, they're carrying something. They got a bunch of people.
This isn't gonna be pretty. Hey, Mr. Morrison, this wasn't our fault. It was just a mistake.
They're not listening. They're ignoring you.
We're in trouble here, boss.
Maybe we should just go.
Where? Walk back to town in the dark? We have to be here when the electric guys show up. Hey, Morrison, we're calling the cops, so don't try anything.
What are you doing? You're gonna make him angrier.
Uh-oh.
Someone's coming. A bunch of them.
Boss, what are we gonna do?
Get ready. There might be a fight. Morrison's been beating the drum all around town about being against this. He might have his buddies here to take matters into their own hands.
There's kids, ladies and kids. We can't hurt ladies and kids.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I don't care what you want to. We do what we have to do here. We don't want to go home in pieces, do we? Come on, get ready.
Hello, everyone. Rough night?
A little.
Shut up, Mel.
What's wrong with you guys? Did someone get hurt? Are you okay?
No, we're okay. No one's hurt. What's your name?
I'm Hope. Who are you?
I'm Sam.
Cut the play school, Sam. We're not here to play patty cake.
Bruce, come on, we don't need to be angry.
Sure, whatever.
No, really. We just came over to invite you for cake.
Cake?
We were having a party when all this happened. You're not doing anything. We thought you might like to join us.
Are you kidding?
No. Why would we be kidding?
You can't seriously expect us to eat cake with you.
Why not? You guys don't like cake?
Well, of course we like cake, but...
We're not gonna come and have a party with you, Morrison. It's not gonna happen.
Okay, your loss.
Hope.
Well, it is. We're just trying to be nice. And if they don't want to, and they want to sit here in the dark and in the mud, that's what they want to do. You know, we're just trying to be nice to you.
Oh.
I'll get her, Dad.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that. She's upset. It's been a long, busy day, and...
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Oh. You know, I think I might like a piece of cake.
Sam?
What? What else are we gonna do? Stand around in the dark and argue with each other? Do you have punch too?
Sure we do. Lots.
I'm parsed. I think I'll join you then, if it's still all right.
Well, it's more than all right. And there's more than enough to go around, fellas. So please, if you like, feel free to join us.
No thank you, Mr. Morrison. We'll wait here.
Mary, are there more napkins somewhere?
Oh, yes, in the pantry. We have a big package of them.
Well, is there anything else you need while I'm inside?
I think we're okay. But thanks, Janet. You've been a big help.
No worries, Mary. This is the most exciting evening I've had in a long time.
It's been quite a while since we've seen Janet. It's nice to see her.
Yeah, it is nice. Janet's been busy lately, but well, now that the paper's been taken over by a company in Westtown, I mean, she's able to spend more time just writing. I mean, that's what she really likes to do.
Well, hopefully we'll see her more often then.
Well, you might. You just might.
I know. Oh, hey, Mom, it looks like Dad's got someone with him.
He does. Good. Hello, I'm Mary Morrison.
I'm Sam. It's nice to meet you.
You too.
You came! I knew it! No one turns down cake.
That's right. Cake is hard to turn down.
Well, come on over and help yourself. We're very informal here.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, looks like we're getting some more company here.
Oh.
Hey, Mel, Harry, where's Bruce?
He's still back there, not very happy.
He'd be much happier if he had cake.
You're probably right.
Well, help yourselves, fellas.
Hello, I'm Grace Andrews. It's nice to meet you all.
Andrews, is it your house?
Yes, it is. But it's still nice to meet you.
Hey, look. The electrical crew's here.
You think we should go back?
Nah, Bruce has it covered. I don't think they're going to need us anyway.
I think we need to go and invite them to join us too, don't you?
Yeah.
Good idea.
Absolutely.
So what's the damage, guys?
Well, it looks like at least one line is down. We're going to need to get all this equipment out of the way, as much as we can. Some of it might have to stay where it is, because we don't want the live wires to come in contact with the big metal machines.
You think?
What's going on over there? Party?
Yeah, they'd like you to think that.
What?
We're coming here to tear down one of their houses and build a four-lane highway. You really think they're doing this to be nice to us?
Okay then. Matt, let's see whether there's anything else we have to worry about before we start moving these big rigs and equipment.
Okay.
Don't know what they think they're doing, trying to get under our skin. Well, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not breaking the rules anyway. Not supposed to take a food break until you've been on the job 4 hours.
You say something?
No, never mind. Let's just get this mess cleaned up. I'll go get the team so we can move this equipment.
All right. You know, if you want to have some cake, it's no skin off our noses.
Come on, guys. It's time to get back to work.
Oh, okay. Mrs. Morrison, it was really great. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Oh, it was so good. You're all really nice people.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for the advice on my lawn, Mr. Taylor. I'll give the dish soap a try. Never heard of that before. But it sounds good.
You're welcome, Harry. And let me know how it works. And please, call me Ben. Stop by the store anytime.
What is up with you people? Seriously, we're the enemy. We're tearing up your neighborhood. Don't you care? You're all just weird.
Bruce, we didn't mean to make you upset.
Over here, guys.
Yeah, help yourselves.
Thank you. Mike, was it?
Yeah.
And Tim, right? Thanks for inviting us over. It's not often we get perks like cake and punch.
Well, tonight's your night, then.
What are you doing? Don't you have a job to do?
We're done. The juice is off. Everything's safe now. No danger anymore. We're just waiting for your guys to clear the equipment so we can clean up and start to fix things. Can't do that until the equipment's clear and...
What?
Well, that's fortunate. Glad no one's in danger.
Yeah, let's all have some fun, then. Enjoy the party.
That's it. I'm calling Mincer. He won't put up with
his... He won't what?
Huh?
Hello, everyone. How are you doing this evening?
Well, Bill, it's nice to see you.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Mincer. Sorry I had to bother you so late, but I thought you'd want to know.
Well, of course I do. I'm so sorry about this, John. And Grace. All of you, really. It wasn't supposed to be like this.
Well, it's not anyone's fault, really. Accidents happen. Bill, would you like some cake?
You people are too much! Really?
Bruce, hey, come on, it's okay. Calm down. Have a piece of cake.
No, thank you. I've got a job
to
get done.
Bruce, it's okay. There aren't any hard feelings.
Did you hear that?
Yeah,
what was get out of my way, Morrison. You can't stop me.
Oh, come on. I'm not trying to stop you, Bruce. I just wanted to have...
Whatever. I'm going to move the equipment with or without you guys.
Jen, I've never seen someone try so hard to make friends with an enemy before.
Me neither. John, you've gone above and beyond here. No one would expect you to actually set out a meal for the people who are mowing down your street.
Whoa.
And everything you love.
Hey. Oh. 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 No. Oh, come on, guys. Let's go. Bruce,
oh,
let's
go.
Hey, I'm Zach. I want to invite you to something awesome. It's called the Word with Zach Summer Reading Club. This summer, instead of letting your Bible sit around and collect dust, let's stay in God's Word all summer long. You can do your daily devotions, grow closer to Jesus, and even win some really cool prizes too. So grab your Bible, grab a parent, and head to wordwithzach.org to get all the details and sign up today. That's wordwithzach.org. I'll see you in the Word.
Right here, right down, easy. Okay, everybody, give him some room. Back up, all right? Justin, Brooke, can you corral everybody back to the house? Just give us a little less to worry about over here.
Yeah, for sure, Dad.
Good.
Okay, come on, guys. Uh-huh.
What happened? Well, a tree fell. It landed right on a bunch of their equipment. It came out of nowhere.
If we'd have been working, we could have
gotten killed. That's a huge tree.
Was it the memory tree?
No, Grace, it was on the other side of Mr. Key's old property.
But it really messed up a lot of their equipment.
If I'd been in the driver's seat...
Oh, yeah.
If Bruce would have gotten any further, he would have been killed.
Well, Grace, it looks like you won't have to worry about your house coming down tonight.
That's true. But there's still tomorrow, or the next day, or the next. And I would have much preferred that no one get hurt over it. No one wanted that.
I'm sorry about all of this. None of it was supposed to work out this way.
I've heard that said several times this evening. But this is the way it worked out. So now we need to figure out where to go next.
I wish I knew.
Oh, my head. What happened? Who are you?
I'm Grace Andrews. And it seems that a tree fell down. It landed on your equipment, too. And nearly killed you.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. Wait a minute. Grace? Andrews?
Yes, that's me.
I don't get you people. You're nice to the people who are hurting you, and you're so... Oh. I'm sorry we're tearing down your house.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But I don't hold any grudges or anger toward you or Peace of Heaven. It's just the way it's happened. And God is teaching me a lot.
I'm learning a lot, too. Oh, like right now, I'm learning that I don't want to sit up for a really long time.
I can imagine. It sounds like your ride is coming.
Yeah, but someone should turn down that siren. It hurts.
Oh.
So, Mom, any word on the electricity? Like, when it will be back permanently?
Not yet. It's going to take a few days to get all of that equipment straightened out and the tree cleaned up. It's really a mess.
I'd say. That tree just pounded those things into the mud. Do you see how far they sank?
It's going to be a long time before they get out.
Yeah.
And a long time before they can tear down Grace's house. Let's pray it stays that way.
I agree.
Well, until we have electricity back, I guess it's salad and sandwiches for dinner.
That sounds fine with me. I really appreciate you having me over.
Oh, don't be silly. We may as well conserve our cold things and eat together.
That's cool. The more the merrier.
Hello? Anyone here?
Oh, in the kitchen, John.
Ah, I brought a guest for dinner.
Oh, you did?
I hope it's not an inconvenience, Mrs. Morrison. I wanted to apologize personally to all of you for the horrible mess up with your electricity and the tree and, well, everything. None of this has turned out like it was supposed to.
I keep hearing that. I wonder what it would have been like if it had turned out the way it was supposed to.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid we haven't met. I'm Reverend Brodsky, and you are,
Grace. Grace Andrews.
Oh, my. Grace Andrews. Let me express my sincerest apology for all of this mess and how stressful it's been for you. I am so sorry.
I appreciate that, Reverend Brodsky. And it is nice to meet you in person.
Well, while I'm here, I can let you know that we've been told it's going to be at least a few weeks before we can move any further on this project. So I guess you'll have a small reprieve.
Yes, I guess I do. Thank you for letting me know.
We're very glad to have you this evening. I hope you don't mind salad and sandwiches. We're keeping it simple tonight.
All right, please, have a seat.
Oh, I don't mind at all. I'm just sorry that you're living like this. You know, if you'd like to go to a hotel or something, we would gladly pay to put you up.
No, that's not necessary. We enjoy being in our own home, even if it is a little power less.
John. Now, Justin, it is Justin, right?
Yes, sir.
I've got a son about your age, just getting ready to graduate from high school, I suspect.
Actually, I've accelerated a bit. I've just finished my first year at college.
Really? Well, that's impressive. What are you studying?
Well, I'm not sure yet, but I like computers and technical things.
Really? You know, we could use someone with your skills to help us out in setting up some of our offices. Would you be interested in an internship this summer?
Well, that sounds great.
Good, good. Stop by my office on Monday, and we'll see what we can get set up.
Well, thanks.
That's really nice. Thank you for considering, Justin.
Oh, no problem. We're interested in working with Coleraine as much as possible, and how better to do that than to work with some of Coleraine's finest? I'm thrilled that he's considering it.
Yeah, now this might just shape up to be an interesting summer.
Wow, what a great opportunity for Justin. And all this because of Haley's great idea to serve punch and cake to the workers on their street. You know, at first, it didn't look like those guys were going to be too friendly to their offer. But you can never underestimate kindness. Let me ask you guys, have you ever been able to do something nice for someone who never seems to smile? Showing Jesus' kind of love is easy when other people are being nice, but how can we do that with people who say angry words, who do awful things, or the kind of people who are just plain mean to us? In the Bible, in Matthew, Jesus says this, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven." Now, maybe you're having a problem with someone around you. Why not pray for them and ask Jesus to help you love them like he does? Or maybe a classmate is saying mean things to you. Say only kind words back to them and pray for them too. I want to encourage you guys to share God's love, God's joy, and God's peace with everybody you meet. You know, if you do, you'll be amazed at how that love will change lives. Beyond Gilead is based on characters and situations in Down Gilead Lane and is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, Let Them Eat Cake, was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Ryan Cunningham was the recording engineer with post-production by Cal Olson. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie was the executive producer, and I'm Zach. Looking forward to seeing you again right here next time, Beyond Gilead.